KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. An NCAA committee is expected to vote today to provide spring sport athletes an extra year of eligibility. That vote comes after spring sports were canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller says how that would be implemented for his sport leaves a lot of questions.
How many pieces of the puzzle have to go this way and that way? How the scholarships are going to have to be adjusted, because you just can't say you're going to give eligibility back and then expect the coaches to maintain the 35-man roster and the 27 on scholarship and all that, because you've got 10 guys coming in to replace your 10 seniors. And then you've also given money away to kids coming in to replace the guys you think are going to be drafted and signed in the draft.
Baseball currently has a scholarship limit of 11.7 total that's divided among a roster size of 35 players. Heller says expanding eligibility would require expanding scholarships and the roster.
If we're going to give the eligibility back, then we have to make a concession with those numbers. And I think that's the issue that the council is going to have to come to grips with. So I think all of us are anxiously awaiting that decision, but really none of us know what's going to happen. I really don't have anything other than rumors to go by at this point.
Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta is a member of the council that's expected to vote today.
Gary's been outstanding at communicating not only to myself but all the coaches. And, you know, Matt Henderson is my board administrator, and Matt and I talk on a daily basis, and he's getting information back and forth from Gary. I feel really confident that Gary's doing everything he can to support what's right and to do things right, but he's only one person and one voice, and, you know, who knows what the majority are going to say, but I feel confident in his leadership and his support, and he's been outstanding throughout this whole ordeal.
There is still some confusion as to whether the added eligibility will include just current seniors or all players. Seth Wing is the coach at Cornell College, and he says many seniors on his team already have jobs lined up and may not take advantage of the extra year.
Yeah, at the NCAA Division III level, it really, it's up to them what they want to do. But most of them, you know, it's not worth paying an extra year of tuition and housing and food and all of that just to play another baseball season when they can move on in life and start their careers. But they do have that option.
The council will also consider a plan to give an added year for athletes in winter sports who had their postseason canceled, but that is considered a long shot for approval. A former Harlan coach, Bill Hosak, has died after a battle with cancer. The 66-year-old Hosak was a longtime assistant football and head girls track coach, spending 38 years coaching in the Harlan football program, 25 years in girls track. Hosak was part of the football program's 11 state championships from 1977 to 2014, while leading the girls track squad to 8 Hawkeye 10 championships in a 9-year span between 2005 and 2013. Tributes to the former coach have been pouring in through social media, including from Harlan alum and Glenwood Activities Director Jeff Beeson, who said he was a great coach, a great educator, and an even better person. A four-time All-Star outfielder Jim Edmonds is being treated with pneumonia as he also awaits test results for the coronavirus. The 49-year-old Edmonds sent a video update Saturday night on his Instagram story saying he was back at home after testing positive for pneumonia for the first time in his life. He announced on his Instagram page that he went to the hospital to be tested for the coronavirus after displaying some symptoms. Edmonds ended his 17-year Major League career in 2010 after earning 8 gold gloves. He was a lifetime .284 hitter with 393 homers, 1,199 RBIs, and a .903 OPS. Two Chicago Cubs employees who attended an annual spring training session at Wrigley Field on March 8th have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. A team spokesman says one employee was hospitalized and the other was recovering at home. The spokesman also said there was nothing definitive indicating the session contributed to exposure, since the test results weren't received until March 23rd and 24th. Visa has told its global roster of Olympic and Paralympic hopefuls that their sponsorships will be extended into 2021 after the Tokyo Games were postponed. The credit card giant's Team Visa scheme features 96 athletes across 27 sports. They include soccer star Megan Rapinoe, Olympic champion gymnast Simone Biles, and 800-meter champion David Rashida. Visa had already filmed some promotional campaigns with athletes for the Tokyo Games that will require some reworking. The National Athletic Trainers Association has partnered with the Gopher Ellis platform on an app aimed at helping trainers assist understaffed hospitals. The app was intended to give healthcare providers a database to look for help nationwide. More than 950 athletic trainers have signed up over the last week. Monday's final deadline to nominate horses for the Triple Crown Series is being extended indefinitely because of the coronavirus. The Kentucky Derby has been pushed back from May 2nd to September 5th, and Maryland and New York racing officials are continuing discussions to decide when the Preakness and Belmont Stakes will be run. When the Triple Crown dates are settled, a deadline for late nominations will be announced. The defending Super Bowl champions have their top four receivers in the fold. DeMarcus Robinson has accepted a one-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are maintaining an aerial attack that includes receivers Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and Mecole Hardman. Robinson grabbed 32 passes for 449 yards and four touchdowns last season, his fourth since being taken by the Chiefs in the fourth round of the 2016 draft. Although Watkins is signed through next season, he may be asked to restructure his hefty contract or take a pay cut in the coming days. Wide receiver Geronimo Allison has left the Packers for a package with the Lions. Allison played the last four seasons with Green Bay and had 34 receptions for 287 yards and two touchdowns last season. Well, NASCAR's new normal resumed on Sunday with another virtual event aired nationally during the sports shutdown caused by the new coronavirus. Timmy Hill won the virtual race at Texas Motor Speedway, the second in an iRacing series thrown together after NASCAR's 36-race season was suspended four events into the year. Hill is considered among the top competitors in iRacing, a subscription-based gaming platform. His virtual victory was his 674th in the game. One highlight came when Daniel Suarez was parked by iRacing officials for intentionally trying but failing to crash Ty Dillon. Fox Sports again used its team of Mike Joy, Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon, to call the race, which was aired both on Fox in some markets and nationwide on its cable channel. Those who tuned in and watched a live video game of 35 NASCAR racers competing at an exact replica of Texas Motor Speedway, where the series was scheduled to be Sunday before the coronavirus shutdown. Fox was able to obtain feeds of drivers racing on simulators everywhere from their bedrooms, basements, garages, and in the case of last week's winner, Denny Hamlin's living room. Georgetown sophomore guard Mac McClung is prepared to test his draft value. McClung has announced that he's declaring for the NBA draft after averaging 15.7 points, 2.4 assists for the Hoyas this past season. However, he is maintaining his college eligibility in case he decides to stay at Georgetown. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.